Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad X, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual attention from your professors. I love that SVSU is in close proximity not only to home, but also other colleges, as I am still able to stay in touch and meet up with friends from other schools. From studying abroad in Ireland, I found myself to become way more independent than I was before. I think in my future as a teacher, my study abroad experience will help me in the area that every student is different, and I'm going to need to learn to think on my toes.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
When the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is the quality of your independent agent and the company that stands behind them. Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler? Check. Chips? Check. Hot dogs? Check. Your Cass City Redhawks hoodie? Check. Insurance? Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance and Thumb Insurance Agency. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Call Thumb Insurance Agency agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
In the beginning, there was nothing. Then the Big Bang. Then the first cell. Early cellular life quickly advanced until Thumb Cellular said, "Let there be everything."
Thumb Cellular presents the Everything Plan, all for one low monthly fee. Include your smartphone in this plan, and Thumb Cellular provides unlimited nationwide calling and texting and an unlimited 3G network internet connection on your smartphone, all for just $75 a month for the first smartphone and $45 a month for an additional smartphone added to your account. There is also an Everything Plan for non-smartphone users. It gives you unlimited nationwide calling, texting, and data for $60 for the first phone and $35 for an additional phone added to your account. So let your cellular life evolve to everything. Visit your nearest Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms and services apply. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
The iPhone 5 is now available at Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Call Thumb Cellular today at 1-800-443-5057. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports at halftime. We are scoreless at Lakers. Cass City nothing, Lakers nothing as well after two quarters of football. It's time for your Farm Bureau Insurance halftime show. At halftime, of course, there's been no scoring plays. As far as the offensive yardage, Lakers with 116 yards in rushing, 28 passing for 144 of offense. Throwing the special teams, you have 155. Cass City, they have 98 yards rushing, no yards in passing, and for a total of 98 yards offense, and no yards in special teams, so that stands at 98. As far as the offense for Cass City individually, Cuthrell, number 6, with 3 carries for 41 yards. Przanowski, 8 carries for 23 yards. And Drew Field, the senior, number 27, the most with 9 carries for 34 yards. Dakota Hartle is 0 for 1 in passing for no yards. The only intended pass was for Watson Moore, and that was incomplete. And penalties are clean for Cass City. As far as Cass City's defense goes, they have made 20 tackles, 4 for a loss for 13 yards. They've forced one fumble and actually have recovered, or actually forced 2 fumbles, recovered 1. And that is all said and done. As far as leading the tackles for Cass City, Rasmussen with 2, Cuthrell with 2, Stern with 2, Przanowski with 3, Field with 2, Perry, number 65, with 6, leading all tacklers, and Dickinson with 3. The tackles for loss, Watson Moore with 2 of them for 7 yards, Cuthrell for 1 for 5 yards, and Dickinson 1 for 1 yard. The fumbles was recovered, we're not quite sure, actually, it was quite the scrum, and Perry forced the other fumble, which Lakers recovered. As far as the Laker offense individually goes, Dustin Katie, 3 carries for 18 yards. Mauricio Diaz, number 20, 11 carries for 46 yards. And Terrence Dubes, number 21, 6 carries for 52 yards. And an impressive few runs there to start the game. Diaz's first run was 20 yards. Dubes was 33. Dave, from these numbers, what do you see, especially with Brady Post being 3 for 4 for 28 yards in passing?
Well, there's two big things that stand out. First, the passing game. We got 3 for 4 from Lakers in the first half, 28 yards passing. So far, their offense has looked much, much better than Cass City's. Actually, Cass City's best offense may have been the Lakers' penalties on defense. They had a 15-yard personal foul penalty that helped Cass City get a first down. Looking back at the other point, the rushing game, Lakers running backs may have gone for a gain of 1 or a gain of 2, but they bounce back with a gain of 14, it seems like. And the big running plays are there for Lakers right now. Cass City, outside of that impressive run by Scott Cuthrell, the 35-yard gain, you take that out, they have one run over 10 yards right now. They have just simply nickeled and dimed 3-4 yards, using fourth down, getting first downs, which will work. But you got to like what Cass City's defense has done, just enough to hold down Lakers' offense. Lakers' offense has been very outstanding with some big, big runs. And it's 3 out of 4 through the air. There's almost no reason why they haven't scored yet other than a bad fumble, a penalty. And that has stalled out all of their drives in the red zone right now.
And, in fact, Lakers has had 24 plays on offense, Cass City 21, both with 20 plays on rushing. Really not much difference there, really. But only the thing with Lakers, though, that they stalled out in the red zone and then really were drawn out of the red zone due to penalties. Cass City got stalled in the red zone as well, but then they were really killed Lakers in that first half was that forced fumble, the lost fumble, deep into the, actually on a third and goal, lost the ball, and all of a sudden we're still scoreless at halftime.
Exactly. So really, Lakers have hurt themselves more so than Cass City has done to stop them, but credit Cass City for hanging around. They're doing what they need to do. The other big stat is Lakers, you can tell by their big runs, they have about 60 yards more offense total so far. Look for more of the same thing. Cass City is the team that probably has more adjustments to make. As for Lakers, it's simply to keep the yellow handkerchief in the officials' pockets and keep their eye on the ball. Don't fumble it. I mean, that's so huge. There wasn't really anybody that knocked it out. It was more of a not sure who to hand it off to, and it bumped the up fullback, and the ball bounced away, and Cass City hopped on it. So some miscommunication has really cost Lakers in this first half.
You're tuned to WLAW Sports. On the field right now is the Laker marching band donning their new uniforms this year, and in strong numbers indeed.